Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, some old school freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
The sand. Dad radio show, playing a classic with a little surprise.
Wait a minute, what are you doing here?
I'm back.
Well, for a week, right?
Just a week.
It's Metal Dad radio show. I'm your host, the Metal Dad. That's the Candyman sitting in because as we record this, it's Thanksgiving weekend. And my guy's home from college for a few days and then back out. But we're here for this week, and we're up in the irons the way we always do with Iron Maiden, Hallowed Be Thy Name, song that neither of us have heard in quite a while. And that was a request going out to DJ French Fry. I asked him this week, hey, man, what Iron Maiden song should I play? And this was what he said. And I was like, well, that's 2 7-minute songs this week. We're going to cram it in. We're going to do what we can. It's the Metal Dad radio show, and as I mentioned, the Candyman's here, but only for this week. And just to throw this out now, I will mention this again at the end of the show. This week, and then 2 more weeks, are regular Metal Dad shows. And then the weeks of Christmas and New Year's, we're going to be airing our top 20 metal albums of 2025. So we have a big wrap-up to the end of the year for you guys. So stay tuned to that right here, Cygnus Radio, Thursdays and Fridays evenings. Reaper Radio, Fridays and Sundays. All right, so let's go now to some new stuff. We've got new stuff, celebrating anniversaries, and we're bringing back the Heavy Metal Time Machine this week. But the new stuff first, let's go to Finland for the new one for Hooded Menace. It's a ripper. Here's a track off it called Daughters of Lingering Pain. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Die. We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio Show, playing a sick block of new and upcoming music. Metal Dad, give us the rundown.
Yeah, that is a big old block of new music, including from a band from Spain called Sepulchral, who on December 5th, this Friday, has a new album coming out called Beneath the Shroud through Soul Cellar Records. And we gave you one of the singles off of that. Abandon Feretrum. And a feretrum, by the way, is a hearse. We looked it up. Before that, a band out of Italy called Ponte del Diavolo. And they have a new record coming out through, who did I say it was through? Oh, Season of Mist. Thank you. February 13th, called Divinum Natura. And if this record is anything like this first single, this is going to be one of the first great records of 2026, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we played a track called Spirit, Blood, Poison, Ferment from Ponte del Diavolo. Really looking forward to the rest of that record. And a record that just dropped in October that I'm really digging, Hooded Menace from Finland. Their new record dropped all through Season of Mist, Lacrimose Monuments of Obscuration. And we gave you the track Daughters of Lingering Pain. And that album also includes a Duran Duran cover, apparently. But Hooded Menace, love what they're doing. And that album might wind up on one of the year-end shows. We'll see. All right, time now for the Heavy Metal Time Machine. Heavy Metal Time Machine. We're going back to before you were born, my friend. Just before you were born, really. 2004, 21, almost 22 years ago. Let's give you three albums from the tail end of 2004. Including one of my favorite records from 2004, which dropped on November 22nd of that year. It's Marduk. It's Plague Angel is the album. Let's give you the album opener, The Hangman of Prague. Smell Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. I gotta compliment you on that block, Metal Dad. I think you picked some fantastic albums.
Thank you. That was at least partly the soundtrack to my 2004, the end of my 2004. That was Pagan Altar. Lords of Hypocrisy was the name of that album, released in October 2004. That's an interesting album because that album was originally started in like the mid-80s, early to mid-80s. They started recording that record and then came back and finished it for 2004 after the Volume 1 album finally was released in 98. So Lords of Hypocrisy, the album, Pagan Altar, the band. Before that, Cult of Luna, who dropped a killer record October 4th, 2004 through Earache called Salvation. And we gave you the track off that one called White Cell. Love, love, love Cult of Luna. And then Marduk before that, who released their album Plague Angel on November 22nd, 2004 through Blood Dawn Productions worldwide. I believe it was Candlelight here in the U.S. The Hangman of Prague is the name of the track, the opening number. All right. So let's go now into albums celebrating anniversaries this week, and it's all old stuff. It's all really old stuff, depending on how old you are. We're going to go all the way back to 1981. December 1st, 1981, Venom released their classic Welcome to Hell album. Let's give you the title track right now. This is Venom, Smell Dad Radio.
Fight, we will fight, fight, living long. Yeah!
Metal Dad Radio Show. Ripping through some classic records right there, Metal Dad. Once again, I gotta say, I'm loving the picks.
Thank you. Yeah, I went super old school on our album celebrating anniversaries this week. That was from 1987. One of the great Teutonic thrash bands from Germany, Sodom, released their classic album Persecution Mania December 1st, 1987 through Steamhammer. One of my favorite thrash metal records from back in the day. That track was called Conjuration. Before that, Slayer dropped their debut album Show No Mercy on December 3rd, 1983 through Metal Blade Records. Classic, classic, classic. And we gave you the track Show No Mercy. And starting off the block, Venom from 1981. They released their classic album Welcome to Hell on December 1st, 1981 through Neat Records. And we gave you the title track off of that one as well. So there you go. Well, you're gone back to school, but you'll be back at the end of the year. As we mentioned, don't forget we've got two more regular Metal Dad episodes after this one. And then the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's, and actually on Christmas Day and the day after, and New Year's Day and the day after, we will be airing our top 20 metal albums of 2025. This is a hard list to put together. There have been a lot of really good records that have come out this year, but we're piecing it together as we speak. And again, that'll be the last two episodes of 2025 and the first episode of 2026, actually. So get ready for that. Finish off now the way we always do is a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is
Black Sabbath.
It's been a pleasure, Candyman, as always. This is Black Sabbath, Volume 4. This is Under the Sun. Till next week, kids. Well,